This podcast is presented by Paramount Plus. Welcome our host Raphael and Jerd.
Welcome to the Shemansky Zone, the iPad blog podcast about technology, innovations and news with Raphael Shemansky.
And welcome dear audience to the next episode here to the Technology Zone and hereby to our special interest portal, iPadBlog.de. And this is episode 130. And I'm really, really proud to use a very, very new tool to record this episode. Actually, this recommendation is given by a very, very long friend from North Rhine-Westphalia. I'm from Düsseldorf, by the way, as well. And this guy is today my special guest in this live episode, more or less. Okay, it's on demand, actually, but however. And his name is Gerd Schröder. So welcome, Gerd, to this episode. And let me know about you. Let me know about your name in English. What are your skills? What is your business? And welcome again.
Hello, my name is Gerhard Schröder. I'm the founder of K3, a small agency here in Germany, specialized in the area of sales uplift by improved sales documentation, sales technology stuff, pictures, video, AR, and something like this. Yeah, more down to earth. We prepare for sales teams better presentations to meet their goals, better videos for pitch situations, and better augmented reality experience for even better sales conversations with their clients.
Wow, Gerd, this sounds really, really great. I'm really impressed by your work, by the way. I'm not only a fan of you, I'm also a reader, I'm a listener, and I'm your audience, actually. And I'm really happy that you are here.
We have one person audience, great.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to count. I feel a little bit thirsty, by the way. I think it's maybe high time for a drink. I mean, it's 5:30 p.m., you know?
Yeah.
And
knick knack.
I hope you don't mind, yeah? Gerd, it's iPadBlog.de, and I'm curious about the way how you are using your digital everyday life, and which Apple devices do you use right now in your business, in your private environment? Let us know.
Okay, I started with iPad 1. Long time ago, Apple 2E. Many years Windows, and I restarted with iPad 1. Mm-hmm. Bought in 2010. Mm-hmm. A while ago, some weeks later, I bought my first iPhone, and then the first Mac, which is not the usual situation for most people. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the whole agency is M1 based. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I have the smallest M1 MacBook Air with 8 gig of RAM. I use an iPad for AR and my good old iPhone 12 Max. Ooh, whatever.
That sounds good. So you have very similar devices as we do. For my business, I was using the Mac Studio right now with the M1 Max as well. I'm really proud of it. I also use the same iPhone 12. Yeah, Pro, not the Max one, but the Pro. Yeah, I think it has three camera lenses.
Yeah.
And then everybody's seeing, oh wow, you're an expert. You have three lenses. You're the best one. You're the greatest one. That's the reason why I'm also laying down the phone like this, so that you can see the three lenses. You know, it's always better than
fancy,
right? Yeah. But however, and for my mobile work, I love my MacBook Pro 13-inch, actually, because you can put it in your backpack, you can take it away and with you, yeah. Because I love my iPad as well, but I don't see my iPad as a complete substitution for my MacBook Pro. But this is a different topic. So I'm glad that you have Apple products as well, so you're fitting exactly in my show today, yeah. And after getting to know your devices, so let's deep in into some interesting virtual things right now. We have now a reality show, so we are real, so to speak, but there is another world existing outside, and I'm sure you have listened already to our previous podcast show where we outlined the next big virtual thing, and I'm talking about the metaverse. The metaverse is somehow a term that is used nearly in every exhibition fair, and if you could choose, Gerd, mm-hmm. where do you like to live? I mean, that's a real question. Do you love to live in the real world, or are you up to your own digital drawn meta world where everything is somehow synthetic, you know what I mean? Not real, but gives you the feeling of close reality. So what's your opinion?
By the way, Apple has a special term for this situation. At first, the answer. I would like to live in the real world. And visit the nerd version of Meta, Matrix, Shadowrun, Cyberstuff, time to time.
Yeah, right. What is that? Matrix, Media, Showdown, Rubber, Cyberstuff, blah, blah, blah.
At first. Apple they don't like the metaverse. Mm-hmm. They have also don't use the term mixed reality very mm-hmm. often, because it's a term by Microsoft.
Okay.
Synthesized reality is their term, which you can read in their patent. And they have at first also the term augmented reality, virtual reality, and they have a term between these terms, which is augmented virtuality.
Oh my gosh, I hope our audience right now can follow you.
In my very first newsletter on mm-hmm. LinkedIn, I have mm-hmm. explained these different terms and the difference between all these fancy words.
Okay, I think then we need to put a link into our show notes so that people can follow up what you actually mean. Yeah, but I think this is really exciting, actually, what you were mentioning. And this is following my next question, actually. Do you think there's only one metaverse, or do you think there are many metaverse worlds created by Meta, created by Google, created by Apple, created by Deutsche Telekom, created by you, yeah, by K3, for instance? Yeah, or do you think there will be one access to one metaverse, actually?
It's a question of your personal definition, what you're talking about. If you define metaverse by the book of the author, mm-hmm. Book Snow Crash, then there is only one metaverse. But in the book, there's also very strange other definitions. In my definition is the metaverse the 3D version of the web.
Okay.
Maybe combined with location-based information. Maybe mm-hmm. combined with avatar situations where you can visit other persons which are not really on the same location. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You don't need for this definition a VR headset. Maybe mm-hmm. you can use an AR headset. Maybe you can combine it also with an iPad and an iPhone. And now we come closer to this, maybe the solution based on a company with an Apple in their logo.
What is that?
I think Apple will go the other way, which is not a completely virtual world. Mm-hmm. I think they will more use Pocket Universe.
Okay. Yeah? So a mixture of both, yeah?
Augmented, virtual, virtual. Yeah, I think we speak in this situation more on such a combination, or not a complete separate second world.
Okay.
No second life, no massive multiplayer online games. I think that's not their roadmap.
Yeah, that sounds really good, because you're mentioning the metaverse could be something like a 3D of the current internet. Yeah.
Yep.
And I have been to an exhibition fair in Hamburg right now, 2 days ago, at the D3 Con. Mm-hmm. And somebody was saying, he's also reading your column, by the way, but he's saying, so that it's a second fan, by the way, not only me.
Two.
Yeah. And they were saying, the metaverse is not developed good enough at the moment. It looks like the second life, and everything is so pixel driven, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go there with some keys up and down, left and right, you're jumping and you are happy about that. And actually, we had this 20 years ago on some computer games already.
Absolutely. That's, yeah. That's my idea. I played 20 years ago computer games where I had more degrees of freedom as in this today's metaverse.
Yeah, you see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all so funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But however, let's come back to your column. We are following you on LinkedIn where you write your own column. The name is Schröder's Notizen. It's a German one, yeah.
Although Schröder's Notes. Yeah.
Thank you. Schröder's Notes, yeah. And one of your topics is why Apple's XR glasses won't like this. So you're describing this development like this. I just want to remember my audience. Apple's glasses are coming. Not. Comes? Not. Later? Again. But and so on, you know. And already today, you can do a lot in AR with the iPhone. It's over here already, yeah?
Yeah.
And apps can now be programmed to use glasses, yeah, with the iPhone. Yeah, small demo of it in your video. And we have this video here today in our pocket, actually. And more information right now, dear audience, in your video, Gerd. Apple's multi-user augmented reality solution as app, right? Yeah. And after many videos on the subject of AR quick look from Apple, today's excursion into the app development of the K3, that's your company, and how to experience on AR scenes together with two or more users. The app is just the first technology demo, but shows the future way. And if you like, Gerd, here we have input of your YouTube video. So let's bring it in. This is a quick note so that you just know that this video audio file is in German. I hope you will understand this and therefore, yeah, just enjoy it. And if you're not understanding that, please go forward for 5 minutes and then we are switching back to the interview in English. Thank you so much.
Multi-user augmented reality. Hört sich verrückt an? Braucht man das? Wofür kann man das nutzen? Dazu haben wir mal eine eigene Forschungsarbeit bei uns in der Agentur gemacht und das erste Zwischenergebnis, das stelle ich euch heute mal vor. In dieser Folge von Hallo und herzlich willkommen, mein Name ist Gerhard Schröder. In diesem YouTube-Kanal geht es ganz viel um Apple und Augmented Reality und wie das Ganze miteinander zusammenspielt. Wir haben in einigen früheren Videos, ich rück mal so einen Hauch beiseite, hier ja schon mal Multi-Objekt-AR-Geschichten vorgestellt. Also mehrere Objekte von einem iPhone aus oder vom iPad aus einzeln bewegen, steuern und ähnliches. Jetzt ist aber der nächste Schritt zu sagen, okay, ich möchte nicht nur verschiedene Objekte, sondern ich möchte mit mehreren Menschen gleichzeitig in einer AR-Szene interagieren. Kann man zum Beispiel nutzen zum Spielen, aber auch für Verkaufsgespräche. Und darum ging es mal in der Idee da unten schon in diesem Video. Also von der Idee zur Realisation, erstes Zwischenergebnis. Das ist Thema des heutigen Videos. Also, ich habe mitgebracht den Tom und meine einer. Wir standen in Amsterdam auf einem Platz und haben gemeinsam mal ausprobiert, was das erste Zwischenstand ist. Dazu hatten wir zur Hand ein iPad, ein iPhone und noch ein iPhone zum Filmen. Und iPad und iPhone haben so gesehen parallel die gleiche AR-Szene gezeigt und wir konnten miteinander gemeinsam dieselben Sachen benutzen, steuern und interagieren. Die App funktioniert folgendermaßen, wie generell eigentlich diese ganzen Multi-User-AR-Geschichten von Apple, die also auf dem Apple-Technologie-Standard basieren. Als erstes nimmt man die beiden Geräte, hält sie nebeneinander und kalibriert sie. Idealerweise, so wie auch in den Apple-Demo-Szenen immer zu sehen ist, macht man das Ganze auf einen möglichst nicht einfarbigen Untergrund. Also wer einen IKEA-Teppich so gesehen in seiner Wohnung hat, der einfarbig ist, Fußboden sucht in Zukunft, wird sicherlich IKEA im Rahmen seiner Smart-Home-Lösung nicht nur Elektronik anbieten, sondern auch vielleicht Teppiche mit passenden Mustern, die kontrastreich genug sind. Okay, also Geräte nebeneinander, ein bisschen hin und her, eigentlich seitlich bewegen, Parallax-Effekt, nicht so sehr schwenken. Und dann kann man loslegen. So, was macht unsere App an der Stelle? Naja, wir haben unten auf dem jeweiligen iPhone oder auf dem jeweiligen Device unten drei Buttons und damit kann man drei Objekte platzieren. Das eine Objekt ist ein Sessel, das andere Objekt ist der Hocker dazu und das dritte ist ein Sofa. Idee ist, so gesehen von uns selbst, aus der Multi-Objekt-AR-Geschichte. Da hatten wir auch schon mal genau die drei Gegenstände auch gehabt. Da waren jeweils einmal in der Szene vorhanden. Man konnte selbst zu Gesicht damit das Zimmer einrichten. Jetzt kann man beliebig viele Stühle oder Hocker platzieren. Funktioniert folgendermaßen. Tablet oder Smartphone nehmen, wohin halten und dann auf einen der drei Buttons drücken. Und an der entsprechenden Stelle, die dann vorgegeben wird, wird entsprechend ein Objekt platziert. Ist natürlich jetzt keine wahnsinnig großartige Spielaktion. Es geht einfach darum, erstmal Technologie-Demo, um zu zeigen, wie funktioniert das Ganze eigentlich, das eine mit dem anderen zusammen. Das geht ziemlich gut. Wie gesagt, dran denken, idealerweise, damit die Szene zwischen den beiden Geräten gut synchronisiert werden kann und das Ganze nicht anfängt, irgendwie zu vibrieren oder zu zittern oder zu wackeln oder sowas, das wollen wir ja nicht haben, ist es gut, wenn der Untergrund eine gewisse Struktur hat. Also darum möglichst irgendeinen Teppich oder irgendwas am besten drunter legen, was ein klares Muster hat. Dass so gesehen die Geräte das Muster klar erkennen und genau wissen, hier stehe ich mit dem entsprechenden AR-Modell. Das ist bei einer Einzel-User-AR-Lösung gar nicht so wichtig, denn die Sensoren vom gesamten iPhone, also Gyroskop und die ganzen Kameras und so weiter, die arbeiten ziemlich gut. Das klappt für eine Einzelgeschichte auch einfach so sehr, sehr gut. Das steht richtig solide dann an einer Stelle, auch wenn man weit weg geht und zurückkommt, das funktioniert. Bei einer Multi-User-AR-Geschichte sollte man aber mehr auf diesen Untergrundfaktor zum Beispiel achten. Also wer das zum Beispiel auf dem Messestand nutzen möchte, lässt sich das auch super gut nutzen. Und Trick bei der ganzen Geschichte, man macht zum Beispiel ein iPad oder ein iPhone, lässt man so gesehen als dritten Beobachter mitzuschauen und das Bildsignal von diesem dritten Gerät spiegelt man einfach auf einen großen Monitor und dann können alle möglichen Leute zuschauen. So, das also als kleiner Ausblick in unsere Multi-User Augmented Reality Geschichte. In einer weiteren Ausbaustufe kann man natürlich auch das Interface, was jetzt ein bisschen simpel war, einfach nur drei Buttons, natürlich besser gestalten. Man kann es auch so gestalten, dass die Interface-Steuerung zum Beispiel über die Apple Watch erfolgt. Aber davon wollen wir alles mal nächstes Mal. Das war's für heute. Vielen Dank fürs Zuschauen. Wenn noch nicht passiert, Gelegenheit zum Abo. Jetzt. Und hier drüben habe ich einfach noch zwei weitere Videos rund um den Bereich Augmented Reality. Ich sage danke, over and out.
So do you think, Gerd, after we have listened and have seen even this YouTube video from you, I mean, it was quite interesting. Where did you record it? In somewhere abroad in the Netherlands? Or where do you?
Yeah, it was in Amsterdam. Because my team is not only in Germany located, we are completely full remote nowadays.
Really? Okay. Since the pandemic, everything's remote,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so it's very easy for me to hire new employees in other countries.
Not bad. And what kind of advantage do you have by recruiting employees from other countries? Is it the diversity? Is it the knowledge, the skills, or
It's okay. Their passion. I have passion, only to look for passion for people, and not about looking for people which are located near my company.
Oh, office. Wow! Okay, so you are the HR department yourself, correct?
Yes. Absolutely. So I'm my own headhunter. I look around on different platforms like GitHub or like LinkedIn, and I see if I see a person who is, let's say, has made his master thesis in a special field like augmented reality, is working now in another agency not in this field. I will contact this person and say, "Hey, what you are doing now is not what you are passionate about, right?"
Yeah. Okay. Wow, not bad. So, and if you like to apply at K3 as an employee or new potential employee, what kind of skills this human being, this individual needs to bring or to get into the interested zone from you? Difficult?
Passion for augmented reality, special for iOS.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe Python?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the Omniverse from NVIDIA is based on USD also, but you need knowledge in Python, let's say. If you are interested or knowledge have in Elm, you are also welcome.
Okay, yeah, I see. Not bad. Yeah,
that very sounds special skills, I know.
Okay, no, it depends, yeah. I think there are some people outside, yeah, and they can apply, of course, in the email that were shown in the show notes. But back to the YouTube video. So you recorded that in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, because since the pandemic, you are growing with your company abroad even, yeah, regarding also to passion, as we have learned a couple of seconds before. And do you think we will experience this demo that we have shown in the YouTube video right now of an upcoming new device of the XR glasses, the same way how Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, maybe. You remember, yeah, 2007, an iPod, an email communicator, a phone. Did you get it? Yeah, that was really, really great. And at the launch of the first iPhone, Jobs showed an image of a rotary iPod with the words, and here it is. Photoshop Philip had done a great job and caused a laugh at the eagerly awaited keynote. That was really cool, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think, back to your question. No, yeah. I don't think that presents the nowadays the new product in this manner, because if you have, carefully watched every keynote since this time, the last keynotes have a very different style and mood, very much video scripted presentations. Yeah, it was all prepared, nothing live on stage. I think on the WWDC, it's the only solution where they will have in the future a live demo.
Okay.
And I think if they will launch this product, it will be on the WWDC. Because you need two important things, which every other company at the stage always misses. At first, you need content, 3D content in general, and you need developers who are eager and have passion to start a development. And in my this video, which you have shown, is... look, at this time, you can use all the APIs from Apple to start such a development now. You don't have to wait for this AR glass from Apple. Yeah, there are so many APIs which you can use in this moment, which you can start to with your own experience. And when they launch in the summer, let's say, the AR glass, you have a knowledge advantage against all other companies. That's the reason why we started this development of this AR app, not because we want to use it now for a special client. It's only to have this knowledge advantage. So when there is a ready, set, go, it's the first in the shoes, and we are hopefully the first with the first mover advantage.
Who else if not you, right? Yeah.
Bing, bing.
You were talking about examples you can do right now. Do you mean, for instance, like a furniture retail store that is able to put the cupboard, for instance, or the bed into your own room and put it in virtual reality and look through your lenses and everything else, and you can see if this fits? Is that a typical usage already for AR that you were mentioning, or
it's many people have this at first in mind? Yeah, that's it's also one of our specially solutions, the Config XR. Look, there is this technology, USD, with the file format USDZ. And everybody is looking in this direction for computer animation and, let's say, a little bit augmented reality. And we, as an agency, see the potential. And you know this is a funny joke, hold my beer.
We have, I remember.
And what we have done is we have made a little bit reverse engineering and make our own minds and drink one or two beer and have made a complete solution so that we can produce complete interactive augmented reality configurator solutions in AR Quick Look based on this file format. All other companies worldwide only use the other method by WebXR, but we are the guys we are the crazy guys here who take a Beetle, a VW Beetle, Volkswagen, integrated a Porsche motor, and everybody's talking about it's running. And the funny part is the base idea from Pixar, Apple, and all other technology partners for this system is, yeah, that's the basic idea, but nobody else on this whole holy planet
universe
is using this technology to its limits. Besides, a small company in Germany, that's the reason why we are now asked from some big companies in the States if we can not use our office share demo on their website.
And that's the reason why I'm coming to my next point. Very good. Because it's not only two fans in the whole world. I think there are some other fans. And you received
a couple of days ago.
Come on. Yeah. Don't be so shy. Yeah. I mean, you received a couple of weeks, I think, ago, a post by one of your readers. And you were writing an exciting article in your newsletter on LinkedIn. And this is a spoiler. So please follow Gerd Schröder on LinkedIn and follow his newsletter. That's really quite exciting. And you were writing about costs and benefits of augmented reality in sales. And maybe you can let me know what happened there. So she was quite directly to, she came to you and she was asking, how much does it cost, what you are talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had another newsletter article regarding how to use sales, how to use augmented reality in sales. And at the end of the article, in the comment section, she asked, okay, great stuff, but what about money?
And
I say, okay, great, hold my beer next time, or better, hold my cup of tea. And in 2 weeks, we'll come back to this topic. And this was the topic of the next article. And I give on four pages a complete example list of four or five projects from us, always with money and time and details about the size of the scope of the project and what they are always running.
Okay, that's important. And was this lady happy about your answer?
Absolutely. That's
what
the reason
else?
Why we are in contact. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Great. One second, please. My innovation and trend scout agent is asking me something. Oh, okay. AR demo by K3 for Pixar. What about that? Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about...
come on. I got this information right now. It's live. It's so suspicious. Let us know. We are curious. We like to know what's about this.
Yeah.
Pixar,
as
an
I
American
corporate. As I mentioned this office chair will be hopefully soon be available on a special page from the USD working group.
Okay.
Which is an organization group for this standard. And they ask, okay, everybody use the augmented reality for static, nice, small animations. No, but nobody uses, sorry, crazy shit of interactiveness, which we are able. So we can hopefully soon launch our office share configurator on the demo page from Pixar.
That's unbelievable.
Better on the page from USD working group, which is based in the Pixar office department.
So, I mean, this is really great news, yeah, that you were talking actually. And I think it's like an award for your company, for your, so many years development and research and bringing everything together. Because at the end, you're combining many tools and bringing something as a big result. And Pixar is apparently very, very interested in that. Yeah, I mean, I cannot tell something like that. My podcast that you are listening right now, it is listed on the Apple.com website. Yeah. But I think all other podcasts are also listed at Apple, yeah? On the Apple website.
I think so.
You think so? Yeah, okay. Here, we are coming maybe slowly to the end of our show, but I like to ask you, let's talk about the further perspectives, the further perspectives for the future. Yeah, I mean, we have now 2023, and what kind of trends and innovations will appear in the next or near future? Thinking of augmented reality experience, maybe in restaurants. Yeah, I mean, we're sitting together and we have all these tools. So what can we do with that?
I think we can use in the near future, maybe this summer. I'm looking to you, Apple. I'm looking by my glass. Small hint. I think we can use these AR, AR quick look projects, not only on my iPhone, not only on my iPad, but also on a future device by Apple. And I think, let's say, maybe there is a function on my iOS device for video calls. Yeah? FaceTime. I can use this function also to play together with other people. What about then we use this function in the near future, next iOS update maybe, together to use AR experience without to have an own special app.
That's hot.
And it's not so an impossible solution. Why? As always, who can do this? Apple. Yeah. No, I think it's an achievable goal for Apple.
Is that the next big thing then? In one of the next keynotes this year? Maybe they will announce it at the end of this year and bring it out on the market in 2024-25? Like the iCar?
That's another story. Who cares at this moment about a car by Apple?
Right. Everybody cares about glasses and other
devices. Yeah, I think that's more the next future. Look, at the end, they can do something like a Google Cardboard in a better solution, let's say for $200 or $300. Yeah, I have here the HoloKit X.
Okay, what is that? HoloKit X?
Plastic solution.
Oh. Oh, you can put your phone into it, right?
Yeah.
I see.
And I have I have an augmented reality glass with my iPhone integrated.
Okay, I see. That looks futuristic a little bit,
yeah,
yes.
I know, but it works fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Against the sun or against your mindset?
Both. Both.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay, you look silly, sure.
Yeah, definitely. You cannot go to a romance date or something like that with that.
Yeah, yeah, well, okay. You shouldn't. Yeah, sure.
You shouldn't, yeah. Or you're dating something, what is in the virtual world only. But that's not enough for us human beings, actually.
Please, please change
the topic.
Yes, please.
Okay.
It's achievable. But I think Apple don't want to present such a product with an Apple brand on the side or in front. That I think that's the point. They can do, but I think that's not enough for them.
Definitely. Okay. So then we can be curious about the upcoming products. Yeah. Maybe it will be more than just an iPhone, an iPad, or a laptop, a MacBook, or something like that. Yeah. It's high time actually for a new category of device. You know.
Sure. Okay. I have heard the rumors between marketing and product development. Product development wants more time. Marketing says, no, we need now a first product. I can wait, but I'm happy if the product is launched.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll see. Last question, Gerd. In your business, how do you like to approach to this big topic with virtual reality? So, I mean, which use cases do you see are very, very huge that are upcoming? I mean, we were talking about it a little bit, but give me maybe one or two samples, examples.
I think for a day-to-day base, many people cannot imagine how near this future is. An example.
Yeah.
With your iPhone and the app Room Plan, you can now scan your home office, your home or your office. And this 3D information you can use in the near future in an Apple Glass. You scan now with your smartphone, you can also do, maybe you use such an Apple Glass, and I have only my iPhone. Mm-hmm. My avatar, my Animoji, is in your viewport, and I use only my FaceTime camera. And you see my avatar. It's possible now. It's only a matter of, is Apple willing to use this function?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I see. So, I mean, you are a successful writer. Maybe you can write some interesting usages that are focused on AR, especially with a focus maybe augmented reality experience in restaurants, in bars, whatsoever. We are curious about following you on LinkedIn again, and for your newsletter. Maybe you will write down something after this recording or this episode.
I will come back to this topic, especially the topic restaurant. Yeah. Let's see what happens else.
Yeah, okay, Gerd. So far, I mean, it's high time that we are maybe going for a dinner. What kind of plans do you have for tonight?
Work.
Work at 6 p.m.?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, because you are self-employed, and if you are in a self-employment, your clock is ticking a little bit differently than other clock or watches, Apple Watches whatsoever. Yeah. Okay. The audience, I hope you had a good time. Thank you for downloading that episode. If you have any inquiries or questions, do not hesitate. Just write down an email to podcast@ipadblog.de. Follow for more information on the same website. And if you have some inquiries, question whatsoever, you know what to do, use the command function. Read the show notes, connect with Gerd. He's a good guy. I like him. You like him. We like him. And
Woohoo!
And all the other topics will be followed in the next few weeks. So thank you so much again. And all have a great day and a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you and have a good night. Bye.
This podcast is presented by Paramount+.